Good evening. I call to order this November 28th, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with this meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will recognize you. Then you may come to the podium. Brenda Wheeler, our city clerk, must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, city council, or to the staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Baker?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandholm?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Heifel?
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. If you would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 5, consider ordinance 2521, approving a pay increase for City Administrator Phil Green. Ms. Solomon?
What?
We're already on
You're
item
up.
Number
Sorry,
5.
I can't read.
Front and center.
I'm sorry.
No.
I need cheers. I don't have them on my purse. But Mark helped, and so now I'm good. So now I can see.
Those look nice on you.
Thank you. Thank you to Mark, who just saved me because I can't see otherwise. Okay. So before you is an agenda item that involves the approving a pay increase for City Administrator Phil Green. As you can recall, as part of his contract, after 6 months, he was to have a review with the mayor. Mayor Rump did have that performance review with Mr. Green, and she is recommending a 4% increase at this time. That 4% increase, if approved by the City Council, would be in addition to the annual increase that's approved for the city employees. So that's an addition to it. This would be at this time only. The next 6 month review will be in April, and then it goes to a yearly. I do want to apologize. I did have a typo before in an ordinance that has been changed and it has been updated in the system to reflect that this would be not per year, but this would be for this time only. If there are any questions, I am more than willing to answer those.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? I believe Finance Committee did meet on this. Anybody want to comment?
Finance Committee did meet on this. We did hear the points that were made on why the increase is recommended, and we agreed with it. So with that, I would like to introduce ordinance number 2521.
An ordinance to amend the pay of Philip Green, City Administrator, for a performance pay increase, repealing all ordinance and parts of ordinance conflict herewith, providing the information shall be full force effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading in 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall a statutory rule requiring reading on 3 different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance to amend the pay of Philip Green, City Administrator, for a performance pay increase, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, providing the sum shall be full force effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2521.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2521 be passed and adopted? Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2521 duly adopted. Item number 6, consider resolution 2023-58 approving an addendum to Phil Green's employment contract regarding cellular phone reimbursement and automobile reimbursement.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the City Council, the public. Before you in this resolution is dealing with two things. It's the automobile reimbursement. As you may know, as the city administrator, there is a stipend, if you will, but it is reimbursed for the use of a city administrator's personal vehicle within the city of Blair, and this goes to other municipalities. Because part of the city administrator's job duties entails traveling outside of Blair, Nebraska. When we did the contract, the numbers that were given actually were inaccurate. It was discovered after the fact that former city administrator Rod Storm had a different stipend because of the travel that is required outside of Blair. So part of this addendum is adjusting that to make sure that he is getting the same reimbursement that Mr. Storm was getting while he was a city administrator. One other resolution that I'm recommending that we change is with the city personnel manual, there may be updates that come for all city staff that have the reimbursement. This would include Mr. Barrow has a small reimbursement. It's not as much as city administrator because his job duties don't require him to travel outside as much. But that book may be amended. And so instead of coming back and asking you folks for an addendum, when the city council votes on a city personnel manual and those updates as far as automobile reimbursements are done, we'd like those to be approved without having to do a separate addendum to a contract. Certainly, if with the city personnel manual, if those things remain unchanged, it would stay what it is. So I'm not suggesting it'll go up, just kind of a little housekeeping thing I could see in the future that the city council may address. If you have any questions on this resolution, I'm obviously here to answer this for you.
No other questions for Ms. Solomon? Any comments from the public? Finance Committee?
Go ahead.
Finance Committee met.
You're doing a damn good job, huh?
Finance Committee met. We do feel that it makes sense to just put it in the policy and we approve it if changes are made in that instead of coming to us on whatever basis that may be and just updating it in the employee manual. And obviously we agreed to the thought that he should be getting what the previous administrator got. So with that, I would like to... What do I want to do?
Introduce.
The resolution.
Yeah. I would like to introduce ordinance number 2521.
Resolution.
Resolution number
2023-58.
Where are you at?
You're cheating off the wrong guy.
I think there's a word problem.
Yeah, it's a good loss. Are you still in 1950?
I would like to introduce resolution number 2023-58. How about that?
Resolution number 2023-58 was introduced by Councilmember Hafer, approving an addendum to the Phillip Green employment contract regarding cell phone reimbursement and automobile reimbursement.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-58 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-58 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present
voting aye. Motion passes.
We did it.
Item number 7, consider resolution number 2023-59, approving the Capital City Concepts LLC agreement to complete a wage comparability study for civilian and police departments. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. The students are learning all kinds of lessons tonight. Be careful whose paper you look at. So what you have before you tonight is an agreement resolution-wise for having a comparability study. If you recall, when we laid out the budget documents and when we had our conversations with the Employee Bargaining Committee, we had let them know that we were going to be going forward with this comparability study. So this is the actual agreement before you. When we put these comparability studies together, there's a couple different avenues that we can go with this organization. One's a market study, which basically evaluates cities that are within our local area and market on where we're trying to recruit employees from. They would be larger, oftentimes, than what statutorily is required for municipalities to have to be comparable with. And then there's also the technical comparability study that's marked here as the NCIR. It stands for the Nebraska Commission on Industrial Relations. And technically, when you do an evaluation based on the CIR requirements, you're looking at municipalities that are no larger than twice your size, no smaller than half your size, and you're doing some fairly complex calculations based on the specific job descriptions that we have. So what we've worked out with the Essman group here is that they're actually going to be doing kind of a blended study for us. We really want to look at what market rates are for all of our positions, including the police officers. But since the uniformed police officers are the only ones that are covered right now by a union contract, we'll be doing the technical NCIR study for them as well. We have been contacted by the FOP union and their negotiating team. Our contract runs through September of next year. They've asked how quickly we would like to kind of get started on all this. So we'll be moving forward as quickly as we can with the comparability study. We'll get started on negotiations as well. Usually the dollar amount finances are the very last thing that you really get to in the negotiations anyway. And so we anticipate sometime first quarter of next year we'll get started on that and have some good comparability numbers to go with. Total dollar amount then for this particular comparability study for all of it, both the market and the NCIR piece, is just $18,000. I know the agreement that was with Capital City Concepts reads a little weird because it presents the two and talks about $18,000. It's not that we're paying $18,000 for both, it's a combined $18,000 for all of it. So, any particular questions for me?
Fremont and Papillion in our array?
They are not technically in our array from the NCIR perspective. We are including them in the market study.
Okay.
So we gather any information for the police department as they've lost multiple officers to Papillion.
Mm-hmm.
Will we gather any information to see why we're losing them to that agency?
Again, what they look at is basically wages and benefits. So we'll gather all that information from those organizations. Yeah, and so we'll have the ability to at least compare dollar amounts. This does not include any surveys of any of those former employees, things like that. We may choose to do that on our own and reach back out to them just to see. I think oftentimes with employees, when they leave our employment, we do an exit interview with them anyway, just to find out, you know, exactly what it is that they're looking for. But most of us know that, you know, increased pay, increased benefits are a big draw for others to go potentially someplace else. So, and if you weren't aware in the news, City of Omaha just recently greatly increased starting pay for officers there. So that's just going to have a ripple effect, I assume, for all of us that are in the Omaha metro area.
So. It's my understanding also Fremont and Ashland have had huge increases as well.
Correct. And because they're all trying to keep up with the big dog and what they're doing there in Omaha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none, Finance Committee?
I can't be trusted.
Finance Committee met on this also and feel that it is a good idea that we need some information so that we can talk to the both our comparability study for civilian and police department and get the information so we can be comparable and at least have the information so that we can keep people in line. So. We would like to introduce resolution number 2023-59.
Resolution number 2023-59 was introduced by Councilmember Sandoval, approving the Capital City Concepts LLC agreement to complete the wage preparing study for civilian and police departments.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-59 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-59 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8, consider resolution number 2023-60, authorizing the purchase of a new police vehicle. Chief Logger.
Council, I just was received a text from Gutshaw, and he says, because they had so many fine students in here, for me to talk as long as possible to make sure that they get it. But then I was told not to talk long, so anyway, I'm here to ask for our annual police cruiser. We did meet with the police committee, I believe. I'm not sure which committee it was. Discussed it. But I'm recommending the V8 Dodge Durango for $41,665.
The police committee did meet, and we discussed the pros and cons of the V8, the V6, the Dodge Durango as opposed to Ford Explorers, things like that. And we think the Dodge Durango with this price, the V8, is the best value for the dollar, and recommend voting on it. Yes.
Any other comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce?
I'd like to introduce Resolution 2023-60.
Resolution number 2023-60 was introduced by Councilmember Paulson, authorizing the purchase of a new police vehicle.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-60 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to adopt resolution number 2023-60 for the purchase of a new police vehicle. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes.
Disappointed we didn't get a ride in that Durango.
Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. I know everyone enjoyed a shorter meeting tonight than we had last time with the long marathon meeting. We do have, I'm going to take a little bit extended time, though, for my report to talk about some new software changes and kind of enlist all of you to help with that. But number one, I want to start off with, I hope all of you had a very blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and hopefully the rest of your holiday season goes well. Just a reminder that this coming Friday night is our annual Blair Employee Appreciation Banquet, and I hope that all of you are going to be able to join us there for that. Should be a fun time, just rejoicing in all the many good things and the great employees that we do have. Reminder that in the month of December, we're only going to have one council meeting. Historically, we've always canceled the second meeting. It would be the day after Christmas this year if we had it on its normal routine basis. So the only meeting in December will be the first meeting, which will be the second Tuesday, which is December 12th. Then Aaron's going to bring up on the screen here, and you have in front of you a little handout here that talks about this software package called Front Desk. So you may recall that during the budget time we went through, we talked about upgrading all of our financial software and utilities software. And this is kind of the front portal, if you will, or the front end, so it's called Front Desk. So kind of get familiar with that terminology. We'll be using that as much as possible. But this is an example of the city's web page right now that's on the online bill paying. This is a work in progress as well. Just got this little piece modified this afternoon, but trying to just highlight to people. And of course, just to begin to highlight to all of our citizens that the current payment process still exists. They can still continue to pay their bills exactly the way they've done it right now. But we're adding this new section up here, and we're doing kind of a soft launch on all of this. So front page, or front desk, I should say, sorry, is up and running. Citizens are allowed to go create accounts. In fact, we had kind of a preliminary test page that was up just for a short period of time. And I think six or seven different citizens happened to hit it during that time, went ahead and logged in. Then it wouldn't do everything that it was supposed to do, and they all started calling us this morning. So people do use this website. So we did want to make sure that we continue to allow the current option to exist, and that's going to be through the month of January. So we know this is not a great time of the year. People are busy. They have a lot of other activities going on. We may notify them and let them know that they can make a change that they look forward to doing, but now's maybe not the best time to do that. So we're going to allow kind of this soft transition all the way through the month of January next year, but officially what we're planning on right now is that come February 1st, they have to be start using Front Desk. And the other payment options would no longer be available. There is a letter, hard copy letter, that we'll be sending out sometime later this month, we anticipate. And then we'll use January again as a time just through the media, hopefully through social media and other avenues, to just continue to remind people to be making this transition. And then, like I said, we'll do the hard switch over just to front desk starting on February 1st of 2024. Along with that is a slight adjustment in some of the fees that people are paying. As you can see right now, if they use their credit card, they're currently charged $2 or 2.55% of their transaction amount, whichever is greater. The new fee that's going to be put in place is a slightly smaller percentage, 2.49% plus $1, with a minimum charge there of just $2 overall. And so, as the Finance Committee originally had looked at that, felt like that was a good compromise. And then you'll also notice the e-check transactions, which really are the bank draws, ACHs that are being done. Right now we do charge $1.75 for that. We've decided, just because we really want to encourage the citizens to use these features, and we're going to kind of see what the fees are for that, that the city's going to basically absorb whatever transaction charges there are for that, which again with this new processor is just $1.30 per transaction as opposed to $1.75. Again, there is some time savings involved with all of this as well, because as citizens go to do this with this new feature, it not only receives payments and then notifies the city and deposits it into our accounts, but it also interfaces directly with the utility software. And so there's actually no transactions that has to be done, no work on the city employees side for using front desk and paying for things that way. So we would encourage all of you as council members to take the time to go out and to create a new login in front desk. Go ahead and apply your account to that. Eventually we'll have, as it says here, more information coming soon. We'll add much of the information and a link here that will take people to that site. But the page that you have in front of you, and Aaron's going to slip over to what that looks like now, if on your browser you would just type in the blairnebraska.frontdeskgworks, and GWorks is the name of the company, so blairnebraska.frontdeskgworks.com, it would take you to this particular login page. And again, you just enter your email address, you'll need to create a password, and you'll want to create a new account the very first time you get into this particular area. There's some information that's here that for creating instructions. Right now, that's the set of instructions that GWorks just normally has. We've modified that a little bit, so we're working with them so that when you click on that, it'll actually bring up a PDF, which is pretty much the PDF that you have in front of you, that has been modified slightly on our behalf. To help our citizens create an account going forward. And then it gives you the ability to link your current utilities account to your new login. This front desk is designed to be, like I said, kind of the front end portal for making payments. So this is the same portal that if you in the future would pull building permits from, or would have other fees that that you may end up having to pay the city, that hopefully we can use this portal for that. We do know that there's a variety of different forms that can be created. I know one of the requests that came, I think, from the police committee a while back was the ability for individuals, if they get a local violations bureau ticket, that they could pay tickets online. We're hoping to be able to do all of that through this portal as well. So the account is one thing, and then you've got your utility account, again, your water and sewer usage. This is only for our utility, so it doesn't include OPPDs or Black Hills, anything like that. Aaron's going to switch over then to this last tab, which just happens to be the account that they've set up for themselves, and it's their own personal account. If you, however you are paying right now, whether it's with a credit card or whether it's with a bank draw, you'll need to create an account here and actually go in and reset that up in this new account. They're not able to transfer that payment information into this new feature, but once it's set up, then it'll be automatic going forward from this time on. For those that have worked with the city previously to set up an automatic bank draw, once you create a front desk account, it will no longer draw from the old account. It will only look to this now. So if someone would set up an account, link their utility account to it, but not set up their bank account, come payment time, it's not going to do anything because nothing's been set up. So that's one part of the information that we'll be sharing with our citizens and residents, is that when they do this, make sure you go through and then actually set up how you want your payments to be made, because it's going to draw from this instead of the old account. but it's a much better format, much better site. Eventually, as we continue to move forward month to month to month, all the historic bills will be here, historic payments will be able to be shown here. It also has the ability for us to be able to do public notices. So if there's some event that's going on, a snow emergency, some other event that we want to notice on, we can put those out here. It does have an area here for agendas and minutes from the for the council, but we've already got software that does that, so we won't be using that feature through this account. But it does give us some other ways to do things, and like I said, the forms feature is one that I hope that we can kind of fine-tune and then utilize for making some of those miscellaneous payments. But just wanted to emphasize all of this to all of you. We'd really encourage you to go out, set up these accounts, and then start communicating with our staff. If there's any citizens that are here and would like one of these handouts, we'll get them a copy of that as well. Just keep an eye on that online payments page. Within the next day or two, we'll have a link there and these further instructions, and really encourage citizens to take advantage of this as much as they can. I think they'll find it easy to use, convenient, and obviously it then comes with a solid cost savings for the city, because as much as we can automate this process, it just helps us with the utility payments. Any questions that you have?
This is actually live now, or
yes.
Wednesday?
It's yes. Not. Yeah, so it's live right now. Again, Aaron, if you go back to the first tab, again, we'll add a link here. So right now, if a citizen goes to our current website and sees this page, there's no link there for them to get to that BlairNebraska.frontdeskgworks.com. But that will be, that link will be added here in the next day or two, like I said. But as of right now, if you know what that URL is with the instructions, you can go out and go ahead and get that account set up, activate it, link it, and you can actually start paying your bills. And, you know, and once you do that, you do need to start paying your bills then through front desk.
Did we ask this software firm if they could do Venmo? Because a lot of the younger folks, all they pay is through Venmo.
Unfortunately, they are somewhat limited right now. You know, keep in mind, G-Works purchased the software, the utility software that historically Blair has used for literally decades. This is their first version, if you will, of their rewrite and taking everything into the cloud. I know they have committed to us that they want to continue to make innovations, and so I'm hoping that they will add further payment options down the road, but right now, this is kind of what we're limited to.
We're still going to send out bills, then, Phil?
Yes, yes. So no change as of right now with bills. That brings up a good point, though, that this feature, just like our current software, allows for e-billing. And so if people want to avoid getting mail and just get a notification, you can set it up to either get notified with a text message or an email that your bill is then available. They can go ahead and pay for it online. They can set it up to auto pay, like I said, either with a credit card, bank pay, or if you want to go manually pay it every single time, that they're still able to be able to do that. But you know, it's again another financial savings for the city the more people switch to e-billing as opposed to having us print bills for them and send them out.
Do you know, does it automatically enable auto pay? I see it's disabled on this little screenshot here. So do you know when you set it up? And my thought is if I'm going to initiate it online, I would not be setting it up for an automatic payment. So I would think it would default to a one-time payment. And just wondering if it defaults to an auto.
So I actually tested it with an address, and you actually have to do that as an additional step to set up an auto payment. So when I first created it, it was off. Edit the payment preference and then enroll in the auto payment.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you, Ben.
Yep.
Any additional questions?
I know when we talked about this originally, we had some citizens who wanted to know if they still be able to call in and pay their bill and things like that. Will that still be an option for our citizens, or is this the only way now to use front desk?
People can continue to, if they want to send us a check, they can continue to pay that way. If they want to call in and use a credit card or something like that, you know, they can obviously call in.
They can't call in. We don't take anything.
Okay. Well, whatever payments we have been offering, we're not limiting those, you know, going forward, is my understanding. So whatever they have been able to do, they're still able to do.
Yeah, credit card stuff over the phone is definitely a violation of your credit agreement with the credit card handlers to write that on a piece of paper.
And you would know that.
That's why they're all like, no, we don't.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Like I said, don't ask me. No. Any other questions?
And there's a link on the homepage, blairnebraska.org, to get to this site here.
Yeah, so Aaron, if you want to flip back just to the homepage real quick. So when you're on the homepage, there's a, as you scroll down a little bit below the Great Bridge, you've got these little hot buttons, and this one right here, notice it's already labeled Front Desk Online Bill Pay. So when you click on that, that's what takes you to this particular page.
Great.
Now, probably what we're going to do eventually, because we actually have this bill payments little page that's out there. Aaron, if you want to click on that real quick, the bill payments one. This kind of explains what options are available to people to do bill paying. And so we'll modify the language that's on this page as well, talk a little bit about that we're moving forward with a new payment portal. It's called Front Desk. It's very easy to use, but you need to register, you need to do certain things. So we'll have more verbiage on here, another link for the instructions, and then another link that will take them right back to that same online bill pay page. So hopefully we're going to make it as easy to use and redundant as possible. Brenda, did you have something?
Yeah, because we're no longer also doing, they can no longer do your bank withdrawals. Like right now the city draws monthly utility payments.
Right.
We can't do that anymore. They've got to go set this up.
Well, yeah, and again, that's back to the, once you create your account in Front Desk, you've got to set up your that bank draw. And so once they've set up that account, then the city's no longer going to draw that using that number on their behalf. They have to set it up that way. Now, you can set up the same exact feature in Front Desk, and then it'll automatically draw from your account, either automatically if you set that up, or you have to go in and basically tell it each time to go ahead and pay with a bank draw. Any questions? Thank you.
Bill, I guess I'm not on that specifically, but have we heard anything from OPPD about streetlights at Dana still being out?
Not that I am aware of.
So. Mark, you want to check in on that for me?
Yeah, I sure will.
It's just real, real dark up there and a lot of kids running around.
Mm-hmm. Not these kids.
Oh, not these. Don't go up there tonight, guys. No, the lights are on. Lights nothing to do up on. There.
Okay. Mr. Tandle.
Oh, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, fine. You're right. I forgot.
Second.
Oh, okay. That's all. We have a motion to second to adjourn. Please vote.
Yeah, Mark said it.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.